Hey guys, it's Monday, which means it's day by day. We're in the podcast room, and we've got a new series for you that I'm really excited about. I think it's going to be helpful for you as a church member. And we're calling this series Living in the Glass House, how you as a church member can pray for your pastor, your various pastors and their families. And so our first guest in this new segment is Megan Kofer. Megan, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here and a little nervous, but I'm excited to see all that will come from this.
So. Absolutely. Okay, so Megan, explain to our audience just kind of why I would have you on the podcast talking about a pastor and the pastor's family. How do you fit in that scheme?
Yeah, so I'm also a little curious why you picked me, but I am thankful to be here. And I think partly why you chose me to be here is because of my involvement with my husband, Jonathan. He's the high school pastor at Antioch Baptist Church, and we have been serving together for 15 years now.
Awesome.
Through all of our dating and marriage, we have been in various churches and in different student ministries around Arkansas and Oklahoma and Texas. And so here we are now in Arkansas in Conway, and we're just thankful to be being serving and being able to be used by God in that way.
Yeah. So just as husband and wife team, mm-hmm. You guys have been serving for 15 years, and it can be like a glass house where everybody thinks they have the right to kind of peer in and just examine where they might not let anybody else do that to their own life. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, oftentimes it is said that the ministry life, being a pastor, being a pastor's wife, is like living in a glass house. And so I thought we might just talk for a minute about, okay, you want to peer in. Mm-hmm. Here's some really strategic ways that you can pray for Jonathan, but not just for Jonathan, for you and for your family there. And so you've got a couple of ways that'll be the topic of our conversation over the next couple of weeks on this podcast. And so, man, start us off. What would you say would be one of the primary ways that a church member could pray for you, your husband, your family?
So ever since you asked me about being on the podcast, I started praying and asking friends and other mentors of mine to kind of help me think through some thoughts and some ideas. And as I was praying through that, and as I was talking to some other friends who are in ministry, this idea of we first need prayer for ourselves, that mm-hmm. we would be spiritually connected to Christ, and this idea of us abiding in Christ, being rooted in Christ, spiritually nourished, that we would first and foremost be secure in our relationship with the Lord so that then we can then help others to do that same thing. We talked about a little bit briefly about how if we're pouring out of anything else other than that relationship with the Lord, that abiding in Christ, if we're dependent upon anything else, then it's going to be empty vanity that we're pouring out to others.
Right.
But if we're rooted in Him, we're having that connection with Him, pouring from that relationship, then that's where the fruit's going to come from. That's
Absolutely.
Where the difference will be.
That's such a powerful image that Jesus gives us. Mm-hmm. So it's in John 15. Mm-hmm. And even the placement, even that little sermonette that he's giving there to his apostles, knowing that he's about to leave, mm-hmm. and he's already told them, it's good for me to leave, or it's good for you that I go away so that the Comforter will come. Mm-hmm. And he gives us that whole image of this, I'm the vine, you are the branches, mm-hmm. right? And I couldn't agree more with you that is a powerful prayer for pastors and their families, because they're constantly giving, going, mm-hmm. doing. And if they're doing that in their own strength, mm-hmm. they're exhausted.
Exhausted,
right?
Hopeless,
yeah.
unfulfilled, all the things. If we're striving to do all these things, and I think specifically in student ministry, there's, you know, a lot of events and there's a lot of, you know, time investing in others through discipleship or through just going to get coffee. There's so many things. If you're trying to do that all on your own, depending on your own strength or your own wisdom or your own understanding, then it's going to fall flat and you're going to run yourself down. You're going to be exhausted. You're going to be left wanting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to pour into others, pour Christ into others, you first have to be filled.
Yeah.
And so that imagery of the vine and the branches, he is, it's not just this wimpy little branch. Like, he is this strong branch that remains throughout generations.
Right.
And we are this little puny vine that grows and sprouts out to new things. And it's a really beautiful picture. But if we're not abiding in him,
right,
then none of that will happen.
I think for me, what I have found myself doing is I know what the fruit should look like.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know the fruit of the Spirit, and the, you know, just what ministry effectiveness in my mind, what it should look like.
Mm-hmm.
And I oftentimes, when I'm trying to produce that myself, mm-hmm. I had someone that discipled me said, he said, what you're doing is you're taking fruit and you're tying it on mm-hmm. to the vine, and it's just going to rot because
mm-hmm.
it has no source. It has mm-hmm. no, and instead of just letting him do it through us in that dependence. And to me, that was a great picture, and it was a great, very convicting. But the other thing he said was, whenever we're abiding in Christ, all the pressure is off of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're putting all the pressure on the only one who can handle exactly. all the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And for as a pastor and all that, I was like, oh, that's so comforting
mm-hmm.
right there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's a great one to start with for church members to pray for their pastors, for their pastor's family, to find their strength and wisdom in Christ, to abide in him. Paul says it in Galatians 2 and verse 20, you know, and so it's just a constant theme throughout Scripture that this is not just the pastor's job, this is all of our jobs to abide, but especially the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
That's leading the flock there. Thank you for that. That was so good. And so I look forward to next week whenever you share with us this next insight that you have into the glass house. So until next time, we hope you have a great week.